Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Oh, baby, can you believe this? It's another edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. The Lions win 39-35 this afternoon in a thriller in Indianapolis. We plate this dish on a Sunday night, September 11th into Monday, September 12th. What a ball game earlier today. What a crazy finish. Look, I had a feeling the Lions were going to go into Indy and win, and they did just that. But of course, in Lions fashion, they blow an extra point. Matt Prater misses an extra point with about 3 minutes to go. Would have given the Lions a 7-point lead instead of six. Andrew Luck comes right down the field, puts the Colts ahead, but Matt Prater's 50-yard field goal, as time expired with 4 seconds left, the difference. And the Lions get a safety on some lateral plays at the end and win 39-35. Welcome in, everybody. Locked On Lions, Matt Derry, Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for listening on audioboom.com and also on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do, and you'll get all this Lions content each and every day here on Locked On Lions. What can you say about this game? First of all, let's call it what it was. The Lions won. All right, so all the SOL folks out there, the same old Lions, and yeah, well, they were playing a banged-up Colts team, and yeah, they nearly blew the game, and yeah, it was just like San Diego in the opener last year when they led 21-3 in the first half, and oh, by the way, led 21-3 again first half today. Yes, we know all. I know all of that. The bottom line is this. The Lions got the dub on the road. They won. All right, Andrew Luck threw for 385 and 4 touchdowns. All right? Andrew Luck did business today. Dorsett, nearly 100 yards receiving. Colts put up 35 points at home and lost the football game, which is pretty unusual for them. So the Lions weathered the storm, made plays at the end when they needed to. And what can you say? And let's start with this, all right? We're going to get to the defense in a little bit. We're going to get to your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and... we'll go to the Matt Derry Facebook page, the fan page on Facebook, read some of your comments there, and get you guys involved. But let's start with number 9, Matthew Stafford. This is year number 8 for Matthew Stafford, and I will go on record and continue to say, I do not think he's a great quarterback or a very good quarterback. I think he's solid. I think he's above average. Today, Matt Stafford gave an elite performance. Now, I understand, high school defense, the Colts didn't have Vontae Davis, the Colts didn't have Langford, the Colts didn't have Arthur Jones, the Colts didn't have Clayton Gathers. The list goes on and on of players that Indianapolis did not have today that were unavailable for the game defensively. That is all very true. But in the last 2 years, everybody, Matthew Stafford has gone into Green Bay and beaten Aaron Rodgers, and today he went into Indy and beat Andrew Luck. All right? There's something to be said about Stafford putting the team on his back today and winning a football game. Did you see at the end of the game when he's screaming at Marvin Jones, screaming at Eric Ebron, guys get out of bounds? There was a different look to him today. First of all, Matthew Stafford looks like he's in the best shape of his career. He looks thinner. He was moving around a lot better today. Maybe he's losing, as Ron used to play on our 105.1 show, The Drop. Maybe Stafford is losing some of that baby fat. I mean, he looked good today. He was an elite quarterback today. Today, that was an elite performance. 128.6 quarterback rating. 128.6 passer rating. 31 out of 39 for 340. And 3 touchdowns. And it wasn't all about the numbers and the stats. Look at the throws. He made every throw today. The fade down the right sideline to Marvin Jones. Threw a fastball to Eric Ebron for a touchdown. threw a sideline out to Ebron where he led him and he could run and gain more yards after the catch with a defender on his back. In trouble, pressured, dumps one off to Ameer Abdullah. And he made calls at the line of scrimmage, constantly changing the play. Something Joe Lombardi would not let him do last year. Matthew Stafford working in concert with Jim Bob Cooter. That looked like a dangerous offense today, and that looked like a quarterback today that had a little swagger about him. It was a very impressive performance today for Matthew Stafford. And the Stafford bashers that want to talk about it, and look, yes, I will say it. In year number 8, when you're a former first round, number one overall pick, you should have performances like this. All right? No one's crowning him today. No one's sending him to Canton today. But if this team wants to make some noise and get you guys excited again about Lions football, because I know a lot of you, and I know you're driving to work this morning, maybe thinking, man, I was pretty apathetic about this team. If you watch Stafford today, he looked like a different guy. And again, you do have to take a grain with a grain of salt that the Colts defense is abysmal. All right, and they had nobody left in their set. It was Antonio Cromartie and 4 kids from Dakota High School today, basically in that backfield. But with that being said, Stafford stayed upright. His offensive line did the job for him. He was only sacked 1 time and no interceptions. There have been plenty of times when Stafford has faced bad defenses and thrown it to them. He didn't do that today. I was just extremely impressed with his poise. And like I said, the play calls, the constantly changing calls at the line of scrimmage, standing in there on the screen pass touchdown to Theo Riddick, spreading the ball around to multiple different receivers. I mean, Marvin Jones, 4 catches, 85 yards. Riddick, 5 catches. Ameer Abdullah, 5 catches. Ebron, 5 catches. Golden Tate, 7. Anquan Boldin, sort of a security blanket, as Jim Brandstetter was saying today on the radio broadcast, 3 catches. Cole Wick caught a ball. Andre Roberts. Spread it around to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 different receivers. Not telling you that there's any Calvin Johnsons out there. But you know what Matt Stafford didn't do? Didn't fumble the football. Didn't throw the football to the other team. All right? End of the game. Lions are driving. But 12 seconds left. I wanted him to kick the field goal. Jim Caldwell said one more play. Stafford rolled left. What did he do? Threw the ball away. Smart play. Only got about 4 seconds off the clock, and they set up the game-winning field goal for Matt Prater. Brilliant, brilliant execution all day by the Lions quarterback. But this is what he should do. This really is how he should be playing week after week after week. But today I saw something different from him, and I was very, very impressed with Matthew Stafford today. I put a tweet out earlier today at Derry Speaks about Stafford. It got an interesting response, and I want to get some of your thoughts and some of your tweets out there for you guys today. But I said it. I know it's the Colts, but Stafford has looked elite today. All right? And some of the responses were what I kind of expected. Kevin Kelly writes, please don't use that word in Detroit, Matt, even though his quarterback rating is 129. Mike Bush wrote, he's playing a high school secondary. DQ the drummer tweets in, yeah, maybe not elite, but just what we needed him to be. Eric Stroker, efficient for sure, elite, no. So just a few of your responses on the elite thing. He is not an elite quarterback just yet, but he had an elite day today. On Facebook, Danny Corey, Stafford really has. He made some moves out of a couple of collapsing pockets that I don't think I've seen him make before. Paul Bakeman, Facebook, seems like a completely different guy. Stephen Finley, the ending was great when he was yelling at Stafford and then at Jones, too good to go down and get out of bounds. Lee Blum showed some real leadership on that last drive, and how about that rushing attack? Kevin Malik writes in on Facebook, we love Kevin. Defense horrible. Stafford was like 75% completion rate. Theo Riddick was ridiculous. So I think a lot of you will agree that today you got to give a game ball to Stafford. Man, 340 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Now, remember last year when the Lions were rushing for like 84 yards a game, dead last in the NFL? They had 87 yards on the ground rushing at halftime today. Finished with 116. If this team is going to make any move at all right, they're going to have to run the football and keep Stafford upright. And I thought today the rushing attack was definitely improved. I loved Amir Abdullah's just ability to be shifty and to be explosive. Amir Abdullah averaged 5 yards a carry today, 12 carries for 63 yards. Theo Riddick, 7 carries, 45 yards, including a couple of amazing runs, averaging 6 yards a carry. Tell me the last time two Lions running backs rushed for over 5 yards a carry each in the same game. I would have to look this up. Would have to call the Elias Sports Bureau. Whatever it was, a great day rushing the football, certainly, for the Lions. Loved seeing that. By the way, if you want the entire NFL slate and everything that went on today, check out on the Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On NFL with Matt Williamson. Also, fantasy football's up and running. I know my squad sucks. Did not do well today. Thanks, Russell Wilson. Locked On Fantasy with Vinny Iyer. Check that out as well on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so back to this Lions 39-35 win over the Colts. Again, I expected it. I predicted it. Told you guys last week on the podcast on Friday. I thought this team was going to win this game. I knew they would score some points. I knew that Stafford would have a good game. I really thought Theo Riddick could exploit what the Colts cannot do. The Colts linebackers cannot cover. We have to talk about the defense, though. And if there is a concern, certainly after this contest today, despite the fact that Matt Prater and the kicking game, drives you crazy. But, whew, man, oh, man, the defense. First of all, I was very, very disappointed in Ziggy Ansah today. Very. Ziggy Ansah is, as good as a pass rusher as you'll find in this league. Not maybe as good as J.J. Watt and a few others, but I really think Ziggy Ansah could be a Pro Bowler this year again, and a guy that really defenses are going to have to key on. He was invisible today. I was very surprised at how poorly he played. Andrew Luck had way, way too much time to throw today. And, passes were batted down. Lions did get 2 sacks. But boy, oh boy, what was that today? The pass rush just was not there. He had way too much time to throw. And it begs the question, and you have to find out, and we'll find out what Terrell Austin says later on in the week. Will they be having to send more pressure? Because you send more pressure, that's one-on-one coverage then for the linebackers in the secondary, and you can't in the secondary, but not too deep, where the linebackers can be one-on-one having to cover a running back out of the backfield. And today, the Lions could not cover Jack Doyle, the tight end. They couldn't cover Dwayne Allen. Running back sneaking out of the backfield for Andrew Luck today, making some plays. Ferguson, a couple of plays. Frank Gore, a couple of plays. Turbin, a couple of plays. I thought the linebacking core against the pass today was not good. I thought Tahir Whitehead played well. All right, he had a couple of pass breakups. He had 10 total tackles. Tahir Whitehead looked good, really did, especially in the first half. He looked like a guy that had played middle linebacker for 10 years. But the rest of the defense today was not good. Kerry Hyder with a couple of sacks. I thought he played pretty well also. But the rest of the defense, that cannot happen. You can't have a 21-3 lead and at the end of the half let Andrew Luck go 75 yards for a touchdown drive. You go into the half, hold them to a field goal, anything. Lions defensively today, there's some concerns there, for sure. I don't think Raphael Bush or Tavon Wilson played all that well either at safety. But I just thought they would get more pressure on Andrew Luck with a banged-up Colts offensive line, and that was not the case today. So that's a concern. That's a huge concern. They gave up 25 second-half points. And 17 fourth quarter points today. And when they took the lead, the Lions did. And then missed the extra point with Prater to go up 34-28. That's when you got to dig in and make some plays. And Andrew Luck, he had all day to throw. Zoomed him right down the field. Not a good performance today. At all from the defense. Darius Slay gave up a big play today on a 51-yard pass. So there's some concerns there. I like to hear Whitehead. I like the way Kerry Hyder played today. DeAndre Levy, you could tell, was rusty. Got to the quarterback and hit Luck one time. He had a nice breakup of a pass. But a 4-tackle game for DeAndre Levy, those numbers have to go up. And again, it's his first game back. But the defense is definitely a concern today. I was surprised at the lack of pressure on Andrew Luck all day. First half, got to him a little bit. Second half, he was untouched. Untouched. But again, the bottom line is, folks, you have to be pleased. Anytime you can go on the road and get a W in this league, it's a good thing. And now the Lions come home next week for the home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Titans today, manhandled at home by Minnesota 25-16, so that's a winnable game. This team should be 2-0 heading to Green Bay in a couple of weeks. Got to be 2-0 heading to Green Bay in a couple of weeks. Think about this today. Adrian Peterson rushed for 31 yards. That's it. 31 yards. That's it. All he did. But yet Tennessee today still found a way to lose 25-16 to Minnesota. So with the Titans coming to town next week with Marcus Mariota, Lions got to get that. Got to get that done. Got to get it done. Thought Sam Martin had a great day punting today. A couple of boomers. Thought he played very well. Again, we talked about Stafford before. These are games, you guys, these are games this team never, ever, ever won in the past. And I know what you were thinking when they were down 35-34. And Luck just took them all the way down the field. Then, of course, Adam Vinatieri was going to hit that extra point. You just knew he was making his with 37 seconds to go. You knew what it was. You had those three letters on the tip of your tongue. You know? You knew you were ready to say it. So, man, oh, man. What a win today. It was a terrific win. Got a lot of work to do. Got to be able to cover tight ends and backs out of the backfield. The linebackers have got to be better. The secondary must play better. The pass rush has to get to the quarterback and to Mariota next week. But I know there were a lot of you that doubted and didn't think they'd go into Indy and get it done. And instead they did. The offense was explosive today. Very explosive. And it needed to be. Colts defense is lousy. And it's lousy even when healthy. But thank goodness they got out of that with a win today. And it was a game, you know, they needed to win. Time to raise the bar around here a little bit. This is not some rookie coach. It's not some rookie quarterback. Raise the bar. I still think it's a year of observation. I'm not expecting huge things, but you know what? You play your games, you win your games, boom, you look up. You're in this thing. There's talent on this team. So a brilliant performance from Matthew Stafford today. Lions win 39-35. We'll have some special guests this week. We will go down to Tennessee for sure and preview Lions and Titans. That'll do it for the September 11th, September 12th edition of Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Tell your friends all about it. Lions win 39-35.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.